The first pasuk starts off, Re'ei Anoichi Noisen Lefneichem Hayoim Veracha Uklola. That Re'ei, that you should see, that I am giving in front of you today a bracha and a klola. Now, there are a lot of questions the Mefarshim asks on this first pasuk. First of all, why does it start off with Re'ei, you should see, if we're talking about Asher Anoichi Noisen Lefneichem Hayoim Veracha Uklola? We're talking about a dibur. We're talking about the words that HaKadosh Baruch was telling Klal Yisrael. And the next pasuk, yes, a bracha asher tishmu amitzvos Hashem lakechem, that you receive a bracha if you will do the mitzvahs, and you receive a klala, a curse, if you do not do the mitzvahs. So why does the pasuk start off with re'ei, you should see? Like, what is there to see? We're talking about a dibur now, about talk. Secondly, why does it start off re'ei, a lashon yochid? Then it says, Anochi noisen lefneichem, a lashon rabin, plural. Why don't we start off with a lashon yochid? Now, from the Kotzka, they say over the reason why it starts off Re, a lashon yochid, and then it says, noisen lefneichem, in front of you, a lashon plural, because true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is putting down, like the Koyach of the Bechira, a person has his choice to either take a bracha or a klolo, he's putting it down in front of everybody. But it says, Re, a lashon yochid, because every single person takes it at a different angle. Even though something is put down straight in front of everybody, but every yochid, every individual, sees things differently. They're saying, Re'ei, according to the way you understand, the way you see it, that's the way you should take it. Even though HaKadosh Baruch was putting it down now in front of everybody, that there's such a thing as a bracha and a klola. Now, the Sipruna says here, that the pshat from what Hashem is saying now, that there's a bracha and there's a klola, as if to say there's no middle way. There's no in-between way. You should know every single thing you're going to do now. Either it's something that's like a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's something that Hashem wants you to do, and you're going to receive a bracha, you get a blessing from it, or else a klola. Or else what you're going to do is going to be an avera, something that Hashem does not want you to do, and you're going to receive a curse for it. But the chiddush of this pasuk is there's no in-between way. And really the Chayvus Avovah says like this also, that either there's a mitzvah, there's an avera, there's no in-between. Whatever you do, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas ruach, like Hashem likes what you're doing it for the purpose, even if it's pleasure, but you're doing it to rest, to enjoy yourself, to eat well, in order to be healthy, in order to be able to do mitzvahs, it's all part of a mitzvah. But if what you're doing is nothing to do with Hashem's sake, is nothing to do with Tzara Toiv, it's time wasting your time, that's called an Avera, that goes together, uklala, there's a curse for it. And like the next pasuk says, Es habrocho asher tishmu el mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, that the blessing will be if you will listen to the mitzvos of Hashem asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom. V'haklolo, what's going to be the curse? Im lo yishmu el mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, if you will not listen to the mitzvos, and v'sartem min haderech asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom olech asachri elihim acherim asher lo yedatem, you're not going to listen and you're going to go on the wrong way and do avodah zarah. The question is, how come in the first pasuk it doesn't say it tonight, like the bracha is, if you will do the mitzvahs? It just says, es habrocha asher tishmu, the blessings are that you will listen to the mitzvahs. Like, why doesn't it say, es habrocha im tishmu, if you will listen? Like it says by the klolo is, im lois tishmu, if you do not listen. And say for Yismach Yisrael, he wants to say like this, like the famous Rambam says, that even though the Torah a lot of time talks about tzchar, about reward, that you will receive for the mitzvahs that you do, even though we know the klal is chai b'hai al maleka, really we don't receive any reward in this world for the mitzvahs that we do. The reward is in olam haba. So how come a lot of time the Torah says if you do mitzvahs you'll have a long life, you'll have bracha, you'll have teiva? So Rambam explains the pshat is that the bracha we're going to get on this world, it's not really the pshat that we're getting paid back for the mitzvahs that we do. No, it's only like a help. If Hashem sees that we do mitzvahs, Hashem will help us, that we'll be able to do more mitzvahs. We'll have brachas, we'll have it easy, that we'll be able to do more mitzvahs. That's the pshat. Like really the Mishnah says in others, Tzchah mitzvah mitzvah. The reward we get for mitzvahs to be able to do more mitzvahs. But it's not the real reward for the mitzvah. So therefore that's pshat on the pasuk also, that Re'ei, Hashem is talking about, look, I'm giving you a bracha. What is this bracha? Asher tishmun, that you will be able to listen to me. That's the reason why Hashem is giving the bracha. Hashem will give you a blessing, give you an easy life, in order that we should be able to do the mitzvahs. But not that this is really the reward. But the klala, the curse, that's only if we do the averus. Now, in the Medrash Rabbo, it says on this pasuk of Reya Noichin Neisim Lefnechem Ayyam Brachu L'Klolom, that the Medrash says, Omer Rabbi Loza, that Miyoyim Shenema Pasuk Zeh B'Sinai, when this pasuk was said by Hasinai, now Ein Toivo Bo Min HaShemayim V'Lo Ro Bo Min HaShemayim, the Brachu good and clawless and curses doesn't come anymore from Shemayim, from Hashem. Elo, but HaToivo Bo Me'eleho Aloy Se Toiv, the toiv of the good now comes from mashma the mitzvahs that we do. The horo bo mi'aleho, and the bad comes by itself. Aloy say horo on the people that do bad. That's what the Medrash says. In other words, that's the chiddush of this pasuk. And now it's also very good why it says lashon of re'eh, we should look into it. In other words, even though it's talking about a deeper, about words, still in lashon re'eh, look means use your understanding. Don't just hear it or read it. But it means, Ray, to look at it, to understand it. That the pasuk is teaching us a tremendous chiddush. That from now on, when you want a bracha, if you want blessings, you want something good, you don't really have to just go and daven to Hashem, but rather go and do the mitzvahs. If you do a ma'isa mitzvah, that's a mitzias. That's the nature now, that out of the mitzvah is going to come a bracha. That's the way we're going to receive brachas now, by doing ma'isa tovim, by doing things that are good. And if we do things that are bad, we're going to do things that are wrong, that's a metzias, that's the nature now, that a call is going to come out of it. It's not avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do with it. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now if we want to know why do we get the bracha, why do we get the klolom, that's totally in our actions. Depending upon what type of an action we do, that's what we're going to receive. That's why it says Lashon of Re'ei, we should see. Like we said before, from the Kotzka, it means a Lashon Yochid. Everybody sees differently. It means according to your understanding, you have to understand this. To realize that if you want brachas now, that's the mitzvahs, do the mitzvahs. And Rachmanis, a person does averis, does things that Hashem does not want, like the Sepurna says. Not bedavka, ma'is averis that's brought down in the Torah, it's one of the lavim of the Torah. But anything that you understand yourself, something that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not have any nachas ruach, does not really want you to do it, that's also bechlal or navera or klola. And if you do anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys that you're doing it, you're giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also in the gather of a mitzvah, and for that you will receive a bracha. Now the Gro, he says, the Pasuk says, Re'ei Anochi Noisen Lefneichem Hayom. Like how come it doesn't say Lashon of Nosati, I already gave you? What does Lashon Hoive Mashmo right now in Noisen, I'm going to give you. I am giving you today. He says the pshat is that a person should never feel it's too late. I did too many averus already. I'm going to get too many klolos already. It's too late. I can't do good anymore. No, noisen means every single day, like you have to look as if today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is giving us the bechira. It's giving us the choice today to do brachas or to do klolos. What you did yesterday doesn't matter. Even if you did all the averus in the world yesterday, but today it's a new day. Noisen lefneichem hayoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you today, every single day, you have your own karech habchira, your own choice. And therefore today, start to wake up and do the brachas, do mitzvahs that you receive brachas for. Then in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says that Piyatim Ovrim Es HaYarden, you're going to go over the Yarden, Lovel HaResha Es HaSoretz, go into Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem Alekechem Noisen Lechem, and it says, V'yirishtem oisa v'yishavtem bo. You're going to inherit it, v'yirishtem oisa v'yishavtem bo, and you should live there. So the Ramban learns over here that this is the mitzvah essay from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah essay to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ramban shita. The Mefarshim asks a question on the Ramban, because the Gemara in Saita talks about, like, how come Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael so much. We had before in the Pasha of Eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says he wanted to go in order to do the special mitzvahs that you could only do in Eretz Yisrael, like Binyan Beis Hamikdash or Truma Samaisris. He wanted to do the special mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why did the Gemara answer because Moshe wanted to do these special mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban, that there's a special mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Why doesn't the Gemara say Poshid? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Meshech Chochmah wants to answer like this, and he says, for the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that applies even on Eivra Yardin. Because otherwise it's a kash on God, on Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain. Says they took the Nachla on Eivra Yardin. So the question is, how come they weren't mekayim this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So therefore you want to say that even on Eivra Yardin, on Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, also you have the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, for that mitzvah alone, Moshe Rabbeinu could have been mekayim it by living in Eivra Yardin. Well, therefore, the Gemara has to say, why did Moshe Rabbeinu Badafka want to go into Eretz Yisrael? That's to do the other mitzvahs that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael itself, like Lamosha, like Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Those mitzvahs, that's what he wanted to do, that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael itself. Then, Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, Ushmartem, you should watch, La'asoyis to do, Eis Kol HaChukim, V'yesa Mishpatim, Asher Anoichi, Noisim Lefnecha Mayim, that I'm giving you today. So question, what is this Ushmartem? What are you supposed to watch over here? So the Orachaim explains that really the Pasuk now is talking about that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a lot of mitzvahs to do there. So even though you're not there yet, and you can't do the mitzvahs yet, still the Torah is teaching you Ushmartem. Shmartem means you're supposed to like wait. You're waiting and watching that hopefully you'll be able to go and do these mitzvahs. There's such an Indian, even though you can't do the mitzvah yet, still you're supposed to be waiting and hoping, when will it come the time that I'll be able to do these mitzvahs? That's also a chelik of a mitzvah, of ushmartem lasais, to watch in order to be able to do it. So that applies today, that even though bizman is there, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have karbonos, there are a lot of mitzvahs we can't do today. But when we learn these mitzvahs in the Chumash or in the Gemara, we're supposed to have this inyan of ushmartem lasais. We're supposed to be hoping and waiting when a mitzvah Hashem, the Mashiach will be here, and we'll be able to be mekayim all these mitzvahs. Then in Perek Yud Beis, the Pasuk starts talking about Inyan to destroy all the mekayimus of Avodah Zarah. Like Pasuk Beis says, Abed ta'abdun es kol ha-mekayimus, asher ovdu sham ha-goyim asheratem yorshim oisom es aloheihem alehorim haromim v'yalagvoyis v'sachos kol etranim. And again, v'nitaktem es mesbechoisom v'shibartem es masevoisom v'yashereihem tisrufun v'eish. He's supposed to mamish destroy all the Avodah Zarahs, burn it in fire, break it down completely. Then it ends off of Sila Lehem, Tegadeyu, and also destroy it. V'baditem es Shema min amakamahu, and destroy their name from this place. And like Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Mikan li'oikir Avodah Zarah, is shetzorech l'shorish achreel. You have to uproot all the roots of it also. Now really, first of all, the question in this Pasuk Beis, why does it have to say you should destroy the Avodah Zarah? Asher atem yarshim oisam, because like you yarshin, you inherited this ground. Like, what do we have the fact that Klal Yisrael yarshin this ground of Eretz Yisrael beforehand? Stam, we're coming into Eretz Yisrael right now, so destroy all the Avodah Zarahs there. Secondly, we know Avodah Zarahs that a guy owns that belongs to a Gentile. So the locker is all we have to do is just be mevatlit. We don't have to destroy it. If you make a bitl, if you just like break it a little bit, or make the guy say he's not going to worship it anymore, make any type of a bittul, then it becomes mutabah, no, you don't have to destroy it. It's only an avodah zarah that belongs to a Jew that has to be destroyed completely, it has no bittul. So we're here when the Jews were coming into Eretz Yisrael, now the goyim were living there before. So these avodah zarahs, the chur, belong to the goyim. So if so, why b'chlal do we have to destroy it completely? And really the Gemara in avodah zarah asked this question, and the Gemara answers the pshat is that Eretz Yisrael was Yerusha to the Jews. So together, like whatever's in Eretz Yisrael really belonged to the Jews. Therefore, all the Avodah Zarah that the Goyim were worshipping in Eretz Yisrael, it's really considered like an Avodah Zarah that belongs to the Jews. Therefore, now when the Jews are coming into Eretz Yisrael, they have to go and destroy it. But then the Gemara asks the question, how could a Goy come and make an Isser upon something that belongs to a Jew? You have no right to make somebody else's things also. And this the Gemara answers that when Klal Yisrael did the Chet Egel, the Pshat is the Jews then were nicha, were happy with any type of an Avodah Zarah. So at that time when the Goyim worshipped the Avodah Zarah, they were like a shliach for a Jew, and it's considered that they worshipped the Avodah Zarah b'shlichus of the Jews. Therefore all the Avodah Zarahs in Eretz Yisrael became also banor, as if now it belongs to a Jew when the Jew is worshipping it. Therefore, it's very good, this Pasuk now. And the Pasuk says, Abe ta'avdun es kol ha'makomis. You have to go and destroy totally, like it's Osabano, all these places, Asher Ovdu Shoma Goyim, that the Goyim worshipped in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Asher Atem Yarshim Oitzam. Because you, Yash, and you have this inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, may Avesenu, from the fathers, even before it belonged to you, Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Avodah Zarah that were worshipped there, the Pshat is, it's like a Jew's Avodah Zarah, that it has no din vitul. Therefore, the Pesukim say we have to destroy it completely. Then in Pasuk Dalet it says that Lo Sasun Kein LaShem Elokeichem, you should not do this though to our Hashem. Kiyim El Amokom Ashayivcha Hashem Elokeichem Mikol Shevteichem Loshu Meshmoisham, only in the special place that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose, which the Chur means in the Beis Hamikdash, the special chosen place is the Shichnoi Sigvishu Vosashama. There is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina. That's where Hashem is going to live. That's where we have to be Dervishim. So Ramban learns over here that Loisasim Kein means, like, don't bring Kabonis. Like, don't bring Kabonis, like the Avodah Zarah, they go and do to any place they want to bring Avodah Zarah, to bring Kabonis, that we can't do. There's a law not to bring Kabonis outside the Beis HaMikdash, but rather, Kiyim Al HaMokom HaShivcha Hashem, only in the Beis HaMikdash, a special place that Hashem will choose for us, that's where we could bring Kabonis. That's as possible, Loisasim Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem. Don't do this Indian of bringing Kabonis for Hashem's sake outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, Chazal Darshan from this, the Gemara, the Gemara in Makkos Darshans, that HaMoichek Es Hashem Leike, if somebody erases HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, he gets Malkus. That's this law here, it says, V'avaratem Meshimom, that by an Avodah Zarah we're supposed to destroy its name. And the Pasuk says, though, but Loisasim Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem, but don't do it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch itself, you can't destroy a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Well, the Churit means any part of a Beis HaMikdash, any part of a Makom Kodesh, you're not allowed to destroy it. And the Churit Pshit, you're not allowed to destroy it. It has Kedusha to it. And also, the Churit, the Kashrut is according to these Pshatim, according to the way the Gemara Darshins, what does Pasuk Hay mean? That don't do this to Hashem, means don't erase His name, but Kiyim El HaMakom HaShivcha Hashem L'Keichem, but only in the Beis HaMikdash, then you are allowed to. So according to the Ramban, it's very good. The Ramban says the Pasuk is saying, don't bring Kabonis outside. But where could you bring the Kabonis? In the Beis HaMikdash. That's very good. But if Loisasim Kein, like the Gemara in Makkos Darshans, says it's going on not to erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you can't erase any name of Hashem, so what does it mean, but in the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash? Some of Parshim want to say, it goes on the Megillah Saita. When we have a Parsha of a Saita, we know the Halacha is, that we write up a Megillah that has Hashem's name on it, and we dissolve it in water. The Gemara says, "Mutter sheyimcha shemay shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yaseh shalom b'nish liyishtoi." It's kedai to destroy Hashem's name in order to make shalom. So you see, in the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes there is this heter to be moichik Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name. So that would be good. The pasuk that leisasen kein Hashem lakechem. Don't destroy Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name outside the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash by Megillah Seiter. There is a heter to destroy, to make a mechikas Hashem. Now, at the beginning of the Pasuk, it says that, Kiyim el HaMakom HaShayivcher Hashem Elokeichem. Where are you allowed to do this? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Pasuk, really, the Torah never really says yet where exactly the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. It doesn't say the Har Maria, it doesn't say Yerushalayim. It just says, el HaMakom HaShayivcher Hashem, that Hashem will choose this place. The same thing after Sheni, the Pasuk says, "V'ho yamokam asher yivcher Hashem l'keichem boi l'shaken shemoi shom yishashomo saviu eitz kol asher anochi mitzav eschem." So also says lashon of the place that I will choose. So the question is, why doesn't the Pasuk itself say exactly where the Makom HaMikdash will be? Why does it just say the place that I will choose? And the Rambam in Sefer Mori Nevuchim says three reasons why the Torah doesn't want to say exactly where the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash will be. First of all, he said, because if the Goyim will know, the Har HaMoriah, where the Makom of the Mikdash will be, the Goyim themselves will all fight to try and conquer that place. So the Goyim themselves will go and kill out one another. Secondly, he says, because the Goyim then will go and destroy the place. There'll be some Rishoyim, some wicked Goyim, that won't want this Makom to be a place for the Jews to build the Beis HaMikdash, so they'll go and destroy that place. That's why Hashem did not want to write in the Torah to let it be known yet where exactly the Makom, where Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael will be the Makom to have the Beis Hamikdash. And thirdly, the Rambam says is, because then if the Jews would know now, so when they went into Eretz Yisrael to conquer, when they made the Nachla to give out Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, there would be a fight amongst the Shvatim themselves. Like each Shevet would want to have the Nachla in that Makom in Yerushalayim, the Makom where the Beis Hamikdash will be. So that's why right now the Torah does not write exactly where Yerushalayim, where the Beis Hamikdash will be. But rather it just says, Ela Makom HaSheyiv Cher Hashem, the special Makom that Hashem will choose. Agav, an Indian of choosing the Makom, through a lot of theories in the Rambam, Gemaras, exactly who was Mekadish the Beis Hamikdash. You know what you say, the Makom has to have Kedusha for the Beis Hamikdash. It's not enough just to have Marie alone, but ought to have a Kedusha to it. So it's a machlokes. Sometimes the Rambam says David HaMelech was Mekadish the Beis Hamikdash. In other places the Rambam says that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadish the Beis Hamikdash. And really it's a kasha, like how could the Rambam say David HaMelech was Mekadish the Beis Hamikdash if we know David HaMelech did not build the Beis Hamikdash? It wasn't built at his times. The Beis Hamikdash was first built later by Shlomo HaMelech, by his son. So how come we hold that the Kedusha was Chal B'Shas David HaMelech? And the pshat is, the kitzah to this theory is that there are two types of kedushas to the Beis Hamikdash. One is that there's the Makom HaNivchar. There's this special place that was chosen. There was kedusha given to the Makom itself. Like the pasuk says here, the Makom HaSheyivchar Hashem. It's a Makom HaNivchar. It's a special place that will be chosen from Hashem where to build the Beis Hamikdash. Now, David HaMelech, he knew this Makom. He knew exactly the Armaria. So he went to make a kedusha on that Makom, to Mekadish, to make the Makom HaNivchar, to be roi that later his son Shlomo HaMelech will be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now when Shlomo actually went to build the Beis HaMikdash, there was a second kedusha there. That's called the Kedushas HaBinyan, the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. Also the Binyan itself needed kedusha. And there are a lot of differences, because we know there's a machlekes, some say kedusha rishona, kichul shaita, the kitchen loss of Lavoi. Some say about the second Kedusha is that way. In other words, even though the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, still the Makom has Kedusha. So if you learn there's a special Kedusha given unto the Makom, then you can learn this place has its Kedusha. It's not totally in the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. Even Bizman, there's no Binyan Beis Hamikdash there. Even though now the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, still that Makom, that place has Kedusha to it. That's called the Makom HaNivchar, and that Kedusha Taka David HaMelech gave the special place. Then the Pesukim go on to talk about the special Inyan, that the Kabbana should only be brought in the Beis Hamikdash, not outside the Beis Hamikdash, as the Kedushas HaMakom. Then it goes in that you should know when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to wipe out all the Goyim, and not to learn from the Rishas that the Goyim did. But the Pasuk says in the end of Yud Beis in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that loisasu kein l'Hashem l'keichem, ki chol to'evas Hashem, asher sonei osa l'loheyem, gigames b'neim es b'nei say, misufu veish l'loheyem. That's telling you again, watch out not to learn from the rishas from the bed that the goyim did. What they did is to wave is disgusting in the eyes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's warning us again that we're going into Eretz Yisrael, it's a mokum that the goyim were there, we have to be careful. Not only is it enough to destroy these places, but also not to learn their doings. Rachas Kama V'Kam, that applies to our generations now, when we live amongst the Goyim, when we're in Golis, we don't have the Makom of Eretz Yisrael, the Makom of Kedusha, we're not all together, but Avada, we have to learn to be careful not to learn from the Goyim, not to learn the Tu'evas, the bad things that the Goyim don't do. Really, the Mashgiach Ruchim says that the Torah, the one Azor, the Torah repeats itself over and over again. The main thing that the Torah repeats itself is this inyan, that a Jew has to be careful to be different, separated from the Goyim, not to learn, not to try and be like them. But if I care to try and be separate, to know where I'm a Nivchar, where the Amaskula, where the special nation. That's very good. Where the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel starts off, that it's called Adover Asher Anuchim, Mitzaves Chemoisois Sishmeru Lasois, there's an inyan to watch all the mitzvahs, and Loisoisif Olav Loisigur Remenu. Don't do more than you're supposed to do, and don't do less. In other words, we have mitzvahs exactly how to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us how to do it. We can't become modern, we can't become conservative, and listen to half a mitzvah, do it this way, do it that way. No, the mitzvahs are exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. We can't add to a mitzvah, we can't take away from a mitzvah, we don't learn from the Sevivas, but we stay from our Yerusha, HaKla Yisrael, Makabal, the Torah, the Tayag mitzvahs, that even though we're going to go into the Goyim now, live with them, still we have to know that we have our Torah, we have our special mitzvahs to do, that the Pasuk says we can't add, we can't take away, like we have it to listen exactly the way Hashem told us to do. Now after Shlishi, in Perek Yud Gimel, the Pesukim talk about Ki Yochlam Bekir Becho Novi Oy Choylein Chaloin V'Nosem Melech Choysem Moifes. That if you can have a false Novi that will say things and even will give an ice, will give a sign to what he's doing, and it will come true, the ice of my face, what he tells you, and he'll tell you, Nel Fahr and Him Acherim. If he's going to tell you to do Avodah Zarah, you should know, Loisishmu El Divrei Anavihu. Do not listen to such a Navi. This person that has these dreams. Ki Menasa Hashem Elokeichem Eschem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just testing you. Lodat HaYishchem Oyevim Es Hashem Elokeichem. To know if we really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Levavchem Elchon Avshechem. There's such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things just to test us to see if we really love Hashem. Here's the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets a Navi, a prophet, to say falseness, a Navi Sheker, and he gives us a sign, and the sign becomes true. So the question is, why does the sign become true if he's a liar? So the Torah answers, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test us to see if we really love Hashem. In other words, a person that loves Hashem, it's not possible to do Avodah Zarah. So even though this Navi comes and gives us a sign and it becomes true, still we have to know he's a shakran, he's a liar, because the Avas Hashem is so great that it's not possible to come to do Avodah Zarah. And the Chofetz Chaim talks about this parasha and says that as Yedua, the Psukim and Navi say that before the Zman, before the Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will test Allah Klai Yisrael. He's going to give us a lot of tests to see if we still really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. But there's a pasuk in Malachi that talks about Oznidbru Yiri Hashem Mishra Yehu, that is talking about that the tzaddikim are going to talk over. How come they see the way the Rishoyim have such hatzloch in this world, or Russia, there's so many Averis, and still he's rich, he has a lot of hatzloch, everything goes good for him in this world. And they talk about it, the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Klal Yisrael. He's giving us a test. That one way you can look and see the way the Rishoyim have such a good life. They have so much Hatzlacha. Maybe you would think it's kedai to be a Rosh and leave the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only doing it to test us. To see if we really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we see the way the Rishoyim have Hatzlacha, we should not be miyai, should not give up. And to realize that Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is only doing this, like the Pasuk says here, to test Klal Yisrael. And like the next Pasuk Hei says, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, you should go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? V'yoysay Firo, you should have Yira, you should have the mitzvahs of Yira Hashem. V'yes mitzvaysav Tishmeru, you should watch to do the mitzvahs, all the Tayag mitzvahs. U'v'koyloy Tishmo, you should listen to the call of Hashem. Which Rashi brings down, it means the curl of the Nevi'im. V'yoysay savoidu, and you should be over Hashem. Rashi brings down for the Sefri, the Mikdoshoi, should be avoidu in the Beis Hamikdash of the Kabbonis and the Tefillah, uvoysit bokum, and should be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means Rashi says, he dovek bedrochav, be attached to the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemel chasodim, kfor meisim, bika cholim, K'moshos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Gemara in Tzaita. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does these midas of chesed, that's the spastik of uvoysid bokun, we should also do these midas of chesed. So Rabbeinu Bechaya learns this pasuk a little bit differently, the opposite order. He says the beginning of the pasuk of Achrei Hashem Olakechem Telechu, that means you should go after the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like he is a Rachum, he has the midas of Rachmanis, midas of chesed, we should also do these midas. And the end of the pasuk, uvoysid bokun, we should be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Sha'afilu b'sho sha'atem asukim b'dvar harishus. Even at the times when we're doing business,
when we're doing Dvar HaRashus, we're doing things that we're allowed to do, even though it doesn't look like it's a mitzvah, we're doing our own necessities, is still Tadabikul Boy, Machshavoy Sechem, Loy Sifrudu Mimenwa Filu Shrachas. Still, we should be attached with our minds, our Machshavo, should be attached to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not leave him alone, our Filu Shrachas. Then the Pesukim talk about that this Novi Sheker, you have to kill him. He tried to teach you, talk you into doing Avodah Zarah. Then the next Pasha,
alright, turn over.
Then the next Pashuk, Yisitzcho, Chicho, Benemecho, Vincho, Vitcho, Vayisrekecho, if a person comes to Asosa, to also take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to worship Avodah Zarah, the same thing, Lo Seiblov, Lo Sishmailov, don't listen to him, don't have Rachmanis on him, but rather, Ki Horor, Targenu, Yodcho, Tia, Boi, Vrishayna, go and kill this person that's trying to talk you into doing Avodah Zarah. Then later, another Pashuk talks about, the Chisishma, the Achas, or Recha, one of the cities, Hashem Hashem Lekech, and Oysen Lechol, Lesheva Shom Lemer, that Yotzo Noshem Bnei Bliyal Mekirbe Mekirbechem, that people in the city, that Vayadichu as Yosh V'Irom Lemer, they went to teach, tell the people in the cities, that in the city, Nelcho V'Navda Lehim Acherim, let's worship Avodah Zarah, V'Dirash to V'Chark V'Shal to Hetiv, go be Dervish and find out for sure, that's what they meant to do, V'Ni Emes Hadovar. So this is called Ir HaNidachas, that the whole city, or robe of the city, worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk says, Hakes, Sakes, Yesh Meir, go and kill out this whole city. Lefi Chorav, using your sword. Hacherei Moisa, destroy it. Then the Pasuk says, V'yes Kol Shlola, Tikvoy Tatech, Rechoyva, V'Saraf Tovesh, Es Ir, V'yes Kol Shlola. Burn everything from the city. And then it says, Lo Yidbak V'yot Chumum V'Menacherim, we can't take anything from the city. The man Yoshev Hashem Echiron Apoy, that Hashem should hold back his wrath. The Nosan Lechor Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Rachamim V'Richamcha, and will give us back this mid of Rachamim, this mid of Rachamim V'Hirbecho Kasher Nishpalav Secha, and give us more Rachamim like he promised to our fathers. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, like, why does it have to say at the end of this pasuk here, V'nosam l'chor rachmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us rachmonis. Like, what does it have to do with giving us rachmonis here? We're talking about just the opposite now. We're talking about now that if you see people doing Avodah Zarah, or talking other people into doing Avodah Zarah, or if you see a whole city that worshipped Avodah Zarah, there's a mitzvah to be achzorious, to be very strong here, and don't have rachmonis on them, and go kill out those cities. Hakes, Sakes, Yesh V'ir, and burn the whole city. So why does at the end the Pasuk talk about giving Rachamim back to us? And he explains that the Pshat is that we have to realize anything we do, any action we do, it's poil in the person himself. If a person does midas, does actions of chesed, it makes him become a Baal Chesed. If a person does actions of hariga, of killing, of violence, it makes you become that type of a person. You'll become a killer. You'll have violence in you. So over here, the Pasuk is telling us, even though there's a lot of violence involved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is telling us, go and kill out these people. Burn out those cities. The person may feel bad about it, to feel, if he'll start to do such things, he'll become a tevil, become part of him, to kill other people. He'll have violence in him. So maybe it's not kedai to do these mitzvahs. Therefore, the Torah at the end of this Pasha gives a brach and says, V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a need of Rachmanis. In other words, as much as we lost from doing this mitzvah of killing out these people that worship Avodah Zarah, so you may feel that it's becoming a part of you to do violence, and you're losing your need of Rachmanis. No, the Torah guarantees you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back this need of Rachmanis. V'nosan l'chor rachamim v'richamcha. Hey, since you're doing this violence, al mitzvah Hashem, that's the tzibui. Certain times you're not supposed to have Rachmanis and other people. And Rishoyim, when they do bad, there's a mole, you have to be an achzori. But still, the Torah tells us, don't feel bad. That'll become part of you, this mid of achzorius? No. V'richamcho, Hashem, v'nos l'cho rachmo v'richamcho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back this mid of rachmonis. to have mercy on others. Now the pasuk right after Revi says that the bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, we should know that we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lois is goydadu, you should not cut yourself. Lois asim l'korcho ben enechem, but do not make yourself bald between your eyes. L'meis, over a meis. Why? Ki am kodesh atem l'Hashem l'keichem, because we're an am kodesh. Uvuchobochra Hashem liyus lo liyam sgulu mikolamin, asher al pnei ha'domo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to make us a special nation over all other nations. So Pashit Pshan, the Pasuk is that even if somebody's mason the Mishpacha, you're not allowed to feel too bad about it. You can't go crazy. You're not allowed to pull out your hair for the sorrow you have. You're not allowed to have too much sorrow when somebody is mace. And the reason the Pasuk says is because Bonim Atem L'Shem L'Keichem, we have to realize we're a ben, we're a son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains here that certain times it's a mashal, like a father sent away his son on a far place to buy him something to do some business. And finally, at the end of the time, he comes back to the father. That's the mashal also. When we go through this world, we have to realize we're still considered bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is mason goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the place he's supposed to be. And certain times it's good for him to go there. So therefore, too much sorrow we're not supposed to have. Mashen ken goyim that don't have any Yerlam Habo, they don't have a place to go back, they're not bottom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that for them, when they die, that's it. They have a right to go crazy about it. That's this next pasuk of Ki Am Kodesh Atel Hashem L'Kecha. Any Yid, any person Kaiser, when he's mace, he doesn't go to vain. He's a Kodesh, he's a special nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. We're bonim l'Hashem. And a ben just goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go back to Yerlam Habo, where you came from. So therefore, as Lois is going to do, don't go, don't have too much sorrow, don't feel too bad when a mace is nifter. And the Sipurna also explains like this, that since we're bonim l'Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, which is Kayim Bad, and Roy Shetidago v'tisablo b'tachlis ashu mace, should not feel so terrible about any mace that's nifter. And it's interesting, from the same pasuk, Lois is going to do, the Gemara in Yevamos Darshins, Lois Sasu Agudas Agudas. You're not allowed to make two different groups. In other words, a Yid, it should not be different groups doing one way the Torah, and another group doing another way the Torah. Well, the whole Chayasol should do the Torah together. Lois Sasu Agudas Agudas. That's the law of Lois is going to do. That's why some people hold L'mashal Cholamoyid, that some people do wear tefillin and some people do not wear tefillin. You should not daven together in the same minyan. That people that wear tefillin should have their own minyan and people that do not wear tefillin should have their own minyan. Because otherwise, as Allah is going to do, you're not allowed to do different things like at the same time. It looks like two different terms. There are some people that are makel, but I'll call upon them, there are some people that are machmir in this minyan. Now, what does this have to do with the pasuk here that's talking about a mace? Not to feel too bad about a mace. And the pshat is the same pshat, that the pasuk starts off with bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. We have to realize we're all the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's one father. If there's one father, it's pasuk that all the children have to listen to the father. Therefore, by Klai Yisrael also, there's like one father, there's one Torah. All Klai Yisrael has to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you have different minhagim, different ways of doing the mitzvahs, it looks like Agudas looks like Shtei Torahs. So from the same pasuk we learn out not to do different things together, whereas it will look like there are two different Torahs. Then the Pesukim talk about exactly which animal we're allowed to eat, which bird we're allowed to eat, what's a trefa, what's kosher, what's not kosher. And the Rabbeinu Bachai explains like the Smichus is, that since the pasuk just said that Am Kodeshato, we have Kedusha, we're a special nation that has Kedusha, therefore, now the pasuk is saying, like Lo Teicha Kol Tueva, it's an azara to keep our kedusha. Ki Umigeder Hakedusha Sheisker Ki Am Kodesh Ki U Kodesh Pepel V'Maisa B'Doshu Chazal. But Teicha Kol Tueva means Kol Shetaflo Chorel Ba Teicha. But don't eat these things that are tumeya that are not right, because it's a stira. It goes against the kedusha that we have. Now, right after Chamishi, the pasuk says, Aser to Aser is called Tfuah Zarecho Hayotze Hasode Shona Shona. So, Pasha the Pasuk is talking about the mitzvah to give Maiser, that every year you have to give meiser of the new crop that grows, and the inyan of meiser is to give off 1/10 to give to the Levi, then you give trumas meiser, truma gedola, then you have to give meiser. Then it says, V'yachalto fnei Hashem alakecha v'amokam ashivcha v'ashakin shumashom, meiser digoncho tirochka v'tzorecha v'korcha v'tzorecha v'tzorecha l'man. Tilmad l'yiras Hashem alakecha kol hayomim, that you should learn to have yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is this mitzvah poshut? Rashi says it's talking about zeh ma'aseh sheni, that ma'aseh sheni, you have to take the fruits up to Yerushalayim, and you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So Rashi says shekvar limdonu litein ma'aseh rishon levim, we learned already to give the ma'aseh rishon goes to the Levi shenema kisitfu mesnei Yisrael. So this poshut here is talking about ma'aseh sheni, and as a mitzvah to take it up to Yerushalayim. And in this, the pasuk says, "Laman tilmad, you should learn liyiras Hashem lekecha kol hayomim. You should learn the mitzvah of yira." Now, the mefarshim ask, "How come only by this mitzvah of meiser, of giving away like tzedakah, giving away meiser, meiser risha and meiser sheni, that the Torah said laman tilmad, in order that we should learn to have yiras Hashem? How come it doesn't say it by other mitzvahs?" Also, we know that the Novi says, the Malachi, that you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this mitzvah of Maiser. But as B'chanuni no b'zeh, im lo yeftach lachem arubas ha-shemayim v'arukikoysa lachem broch ad blidai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if we give away tzedakah, we give away Maiser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return us and give us back a tremendous amount of broch. And the Gemara in Tainas and Aftes says, to lo yishori l'nasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pasuk says, like Tanasu with Hashem, only in the mitzvah of Maiser, that the Pasuk says we're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to understand, why is Maiser different than all other mitzvahs? How come over here by Maiser we're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give away Maiser to see if we really will receive back, Schar, we will receive back more than we gave away? So the Rechester wants to explain like this, that the other mitzvahs, if we test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do the mitzvah, we want to test Hashem to see if we get back a brach, we get back a reward, even if Hashem will give us back the reward, we'll always say to ourselves, it was our strength that did it. It's koichi v'yotzim yodi. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the brach, we don't see the brach directly. Any business deal we did, we'll always say, we ourselves was zeichet to have this great luck, success. However, in the mitzvah of stock of ma'aser giving away, here is just the opposite. We're doing a ma'aser of losing, of giving away money. So the chur, when you give away money, you have less. How could it be that afterwards you see you're going to have more? From here we see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the bracha. So from here we can learn out real Yiras Hashem. We see the fact, really, that by doing mitzvahs, doing the mitzvah of stock of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back a bracha, we come to learn out to have Yiras Hashem. In other words, we see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from here we have Yiras Hashem. So by tzedakah we see clearly the fact that even though we're doing the ma'aser of losing, still we get back tremendous gains. That shows us the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Gemara in Tainas there darshin, that Aser Taser, we darshin, a double lashon of Aser Kedesha Tesaser. Give away ma'aser, give away tzedakah in order to become rich. This is the way to become rich, by giving away tzedakah. And really, there's a medrash tanchuma here. Ase b'shvil shletes chaser. Give away meiser in order not to become poor. And you should not be missing anything. And Amar Rav Abba, remez l'sveichim m'mefor sheyomim, shiyomaitiyayim echad mi'asor le'amolei Torah. There's a remez here of the Indian to give away meiser k'sofim. That means 1/10 of what you earn, of the money you earn, there's a mitzvah to give it away for tzedakah, which is called ma'aser money. And here the Medrash says the inyan to give it away is la'molei Torah, to people that learn Torah. The Chofetz Chaim talks about this, la'halacha, exactly where to give the money for tzedakah. I also have a tape on this, a special tape of Hilchos Tzedakah, of the ma'aser k'sofim, exactly where you're supposed to give your ma'aser money. But I call upon him here, the Medrash darshins from this pasuk. Some say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, some say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and some say this inyan of ma'aser k'sofim is only a minig b'alma. Now the Chofetz Chaim over here talks about this, that even though some, like we just said, the Medrash, the Psikta says that aser b'shvil shetesaser, a person should give away ma'aser, give away tzedakah, in order you should become rich. In other words, Hashem promises to give you back a bracha that the more you give, you'll know, the more you receive back. So the Chofetz Chaim says, sometimes we see not like that, that even though people do give away tzedakah, they don't receive such a bracha, we don't see it sometimes. So he says, really, it's a Gemara Ksubas like this. Gemara talks about the big usher, that he, Bitoy Shon Nagdimon Ben Gurion, that even though she gave away a lot of tzedakah, still she lost all the money, and the Gemara says, the way she was supposed to do, in other words, according to how much money she had, according to how rich she was, she did not give enough tzedakah the way she was supposed to. Even though she gave away tzedakah, but if she didn't give it the way you're supposed to, maybe the right people, the right place, the right amount, how you give tzedakah, if you don't give it the way you are supposed to, then it could be you won't be zeichet to this bracha. This bracha of Aser, Kadesh Yitzhak said, give away the mice in order to become rich. That there's a special bracha of the more stuff you give away, the more you'll receive back, the more bracha Hashem will give you. That's only if you do it the way you are supposed to. At your madrega, according to how much you could afford, you have to give it the way you're supposed to, then you will receive this bracha. And he explains, like the Gemara in Ksubis says also there in Daf Samach Zayin, the Gemara says, Loshen of Melech Momoin Chosar. Salt and money is Chosar will lose. So Rashi explains there that her right says she is kaimu moisav. If somebody wants to keep all his money as wealth, yemolcho mitzdokah. He should salt it out mitzdokah. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, says everybody knows that the bigger the piece of meat is, the more salt you have to put on the meat to get all the blood out. There also, the more money you have, the more you want to keep it, so the more salt you have to put on it. In other words, the more tzedakah you have to give. So the more you have, the more you have to give. If you give the way you're supposed to, then you have this bracha of Aser Bishvil Shetasase. Now talking about tzedakah, later on in the parsha, Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Zayin and Ches, the Pasuk says, Ki yiyeh v'cho evyoin, me'achad achecho, bi'achad sherecho, if there be a poor person in one of the cities, bi'artzecho, from your land, asher Hashem l'kech, lo'isin loch, that from here we darshim, that aniyeh Eretz Yisrael, if a poor person comes from Eretz Yisrael, you have to give him money before you give somebody living in Chutz Loretz. But we'll soon see, providing he's not from your city. Aniyei Ircha come first. The Aniyim living in your city, they come first. So the Pasuk says, Loi Samei Tes Levavcha. Don't make your heart hard. For Loi Sikvoi Tes Yodcha. Don't hold back, close your hand. Meyachicha Evyin. From your brother that's poor. But rather, you should open up your hand to give tzedakah to a poor person. You should give him his need, what he needs. Now Rashi explains, what does loy sa'amets mean? You should not make your lave, your heart hard. That means that Rashi says some people give tzedakah, but they feel bad about it. They're mitztayer im yitain. They feel bad to give away the tzedakah. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Loi Samet, as if to say, when you give away the tzedakah, give it the simcha with happiness. Don't feel bad that you're giving away the money. And then in Pasayach Tiftach, a double lashon, it says it twice. So the Gemara dashins, Afilu Kamba Pomin. Even if a person comes to ask you a lot of times, one after another, every time he comes, still you have to give him. And the end of the Pasuk says, Dei Mechzeroi, give him sufficient what he needs. So we dashin, Viyato Mitzuva Lahashiroi. You don't have the chiyuv to make him rich. But tzedakah means you have to give him his needs, what he needs. And the chinuch, when he talks about this pasuk, the mitzvah says that to give tzedakah, he starts off that the pshat is, la'asos tzedakah im atzorach elehom. You should give tzedakah to people that need the money, the simcha of a tov levav. You should give it the simcha with happiness and with wholeheartedly. That's the way you're supposed to give away your money for tzedakah. Now there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that it says in Daf Yud that Shoel to Nufras Harosh Es Rabbi Kiva. This Rosh Es Rabbi Kiva im alakeichem oyev aniyim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the poor people, loma einam afarnasim. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doesn't support the poor people? In other words, how come there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself take care of the poor people? Omar Lois, Rabbi Kiva answered back, to save us from Gehenim, that we should not get our punishment, therefore we have a mitzvah to give away tzedakah. So the Alter from Kelim used to ask, like, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create that there should be poor people, in order that we should have the mitzvah tzedakah to save ourselves from Gehenim, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us another mitzvah? Let him give us some other mitzvahs. Why can't other mitzvahs save us from Gehenim? And in such a case, then, the aniyim, the poor people, won't have to suffer to be poor. As the Gemara's Mashma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the poor people to be poor in order that other people that need tchusim to save themselves from Gehenim could go and do this mitzvah tzedakah. That's why Hashem made them poor. The question is, why do you have to make them poor? Let's have other mitzvahs. And he wanted to answer the Alter Kelim that there's a tremendous limud from this mitzvah of tzedakah that we receive. We become an Adam HaShalom that we cannot receive from other mitzvahs. And he learns that the pshat from tzedakah is not just to give away your money, but you have to have a feeling for the ani, for the person you're giving it to. In other words, you have to, like I'm saying, you have to give the tzedakah, the simcha, the tov levav. That means you have, like the Gemara says, you have to be mefayis in bedvarim. You have to talk nicely to him. In other words, if a poor person comes and he's all down, he's let down, he doesn't feel well, part of the mitzvah tzedakah is to take in consideration his feelings and try and help him out. Try and lift him up. In other words, this is an extension of the mitzvah of the ahavta l'recha kamecha. You should come to love your friend, that if your friend is in tzar, if things are bad for your friend, it bothers you also. And therefore, when you feel bad for your friend, the need to give tzedakah is something like the tether you want to give him. You have a love to help out your friend. You're doing it b'simcha. So this mitzvah teaches us this inyan of yahaf l'recha kamecha, to love one another, to care for one another, and to want to help out one another. So this limud we only get from the mitzvah tzedakah, so that's beyond this gemara. The Kodesh Baruch Hu purposely made people to be poor in order that other people should have this feeling to feel bad for them and to want to help them out, to learn how to be mekayim this mitzvah, the ahavta l'recha kamecha, which is their klal gadol b'din, and mamela, because of this, you'll be yimatzel medina shagehen. And like this, it's very good why the Torah here says a few psukim, one after another, the same meaning of giving tzedakah. Like, why does the Torah have to be marach, explain it so long and so much in length? The next pasuk test, hisham l'cha penyia dover in l'vobcha b'liyal imar, kovish nasa shavish nasa shmita v'elenecha v'chicha levyoim. It comes before Shemitah, you won't want to give a poor person money. The Bata says again, no, not in Titan loy, give him. For loy ye relevabcha besitcha loy, don't feel bad when you give it to him. Ki beglal adov rezei, v'rechcho Hashem lakech, Hashem will give you a bracha because of this. V'cho ma'asecho, v'cho mishlach yodecho, a double lotion again, v'cho ma'asecho, v'cho mishlach yodcho, and again, ki loy yechta al evyo mekerevorot, ha'kein alechi mitzav chaleimor, pasayach tifta es, again, the Pasuk repeats it over again. It already said it before in Pasuk Ches. Why does the Torah have to say it over twice? But this pshat, what the Yatzvah Kelim says, is very good. That the Pesukim there are teaching us a tremendous, a very, very important limud. That from the mitzvah to tzedakah, we learn how to be mekayim the mitzvah of yahas l'recha kamecha. The more we give to somebody else, we're supposed to come to love the person and care about him and want to help him out. And that makes the person himself, the one that's giving, the other mashalim, in order to be mekayim, betachlis hashleimus, this mitzvah of yahas l'recha kamecha.
Then after Shvi, the Pasuk talks about kol habachor, asher yivole bidkorcho v'tzoyncho hazocho taktish l'ashem l'kecho, l'aysavet bibchor sherecho, v'loysavet bibchor tzoynecho. This is the mitzvah about a bechor of an animal that you have. The first animal, first bechor that's born, you have to bring it for korban and give it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And special mitzvah is not to work with it, not to shear it off, but rather lefnei Hashem lekech l'soich lenu shana v'shana. So the Mefarshim say the smichas to the pasuk is that before it spoke about if you have an eved ivri, you have to act nice to him, and it says v'socharta ki eved yisa beretz Mitzrayim. Like, you can't, you have to be maketoyv, you can't be a kfuya toivah. The same way you, a Jew, was an eved in Mitzrayim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of us, the same way we also have to take care of an eved ivri. And now the same thing also, Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us. We went out of Mitzrayim from the makas becheris, that all the becherim were killed out, and Kodesh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael. It's also a sin to bring a bechor, the first animal, for a korban, it's also a koras hatoyv that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us from Mitzrayim. Then the Pesukim talk about the Gimur Regolim, starts off the union of Pesach, that's the Ascholo of the Gimur Regolim, like in Kal Yisrael first became an Am, the Apostle says, Ki Pchipoza, Nyotza, Meotz Mitzrayim, Laman Tizkor, Esir, Mtseyeschum, Meotz Mitzrayim, Kol Yemech Yecho, You have to remember this Indian every single day of our life. The chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu did, that he took us out of Mitzrayim. It's a special mitzvah every single day of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And really we have the mitzvah twice a day, in the morning and at night. And some of us have learned the mitzvah stack of the whole day long, that even Noshim are also mechuyiv. It's called the mitzvah saseh shein hazman grama. Other mepharshim, the Shagasaya learns, no, that it's like two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yoyim, and a mitzvah to remember it by Laila. They're two separate mitzvahs, and each mitzvah has a zman to it. Therefore, it's considered the mitzvah saseh shein hazman grama, that he holds Noshim apota from this mitzvah. I call upon an opinion of the Chag HaPesach, remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then we're supposed to count Svira until we come to the Chag HaShavuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And then finally we end off with the Chag HaSukkos. The Pasuk says, V'somachta b'chagecho, ato vincho b'techo, ato v'amoscho b'elu b'zeru, v'ayosom o'ono shabashurecho. Then it ends off, that for ho'yiso ach sameach, you have to be like only b'simcha. And the Chazal Darshan on this, v'yiso ach sameach, is l'rabo yisleil yom tov achron ha'simcha. Even the last day of Yom Tov, also you have to have simcha. Come to have a ribui. Even the last day, even on Shemini Atzeres, also the ninyan to have simcha. And really, the Gro asks for kasha. Whenever we have a rach, usually nach, and a rach, usually it's a niyat. It's coming to exclude something. And here we darshan, v'yisa achsa meyach is l'rabbis to include l'el Yom Tov achron l'simcha. So he explains, really it's a niyat. That the pshat is that on Yom Tov of Sukkos, we are full of mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Sukkos, to sit inside the Sukkah for 7 days. We have the mitzvah of the Lulav, the Esrig, the Aravos. We have mitzvahs. Not only the mitzvah of Simcha, we have other mitzvahs also to do. But when it comes Shemini Atzeres, the last day, that's for Yisa Ach Sameach. All we have is just Simcha. All the other mitzvahs go away. We don't have the mitzvah of Sukkah anymore. We don't have the mitzvahs of Lulav anymore, of Esrig, but rather Ach Sameach. So that's to include that the last day of Yom Tov, of Sukkos, of Shemini Atzeres, the only thing we're left with is only with Simcha. And this inyan of Simcha, this is the inyan Bechlal of the Gimel Regolim, three times a year that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a special Yom Tov, to have a Simchas Yom Tov, a Samachta Bechagecho. The Pshat of Simcha is to feel happy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be the Simcha, the fact we're doing mitzvahs, that the whole Klal Yisrael comes together, the inyan of Erel Regol, that everybody is doing the Avodah together. That's the inyan of Simcha, with people coming together, mishpachas together. And really the Yisoid is, Vivdu as Hashem b'simcha, it's limit for the whole year, that the whole year we're supposed to take the Simcha we received on Yom Tov and take it with us the whole year to do Avodas Hashem b'simcha. Mefarshim said, a person really wants to know how much schar, how much reward he's going to get for his mitzvahs, is he has to see how much Simcha, how much enjoyment he has when he does the mitzvah. The more enjoyment you have when you do the mitzvahs, that shows how dear the mitzvah is to it, how much it really means to you, and with this you receive more schar. This is the raya, how much reward you get for your mitzvahs. A koponim, this is the yisayid of Yom Tovim, to go away with the simcha, being happy with doing the avodas Hashem, and not to always feel stomach's an oil, it's an yoke. We have to do it, rather to realize this is the biggest simcha we can have, is doing avodas Hashem. Now this Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's Cholos of the Chodesh Elul, special month Elul, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, is needing to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to start preparing ourselves for Yom Hadin, for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Naroyim, which some have a special tape on this, about Chodesh Elul. I call upon him, I'd just like to talk a little bit about what happened on Shabbos,
that the Stitler, Zeichet Tzadik Lavrocha, was Niftah this past Shabbos,
Shon in Bnei Brak. We know Chazal say that Toiv lo leches al beis ha'ovel milechas al beis ha'mishta. You're better off going to the house of an ovel than rather going to the beis ha'mishta. Shecha yitan alibay. Because if a person goes to a beis ha'ovel, he realizes what his purpose is in this world, what he's supposed to be doing, and it gives him a little service. Is when a godl hador is nifta, the stiples of godl hador, when a godl hador is nifta, everybody parts has to start crying and feel bad for what we lost. Real, there's a Gemara in Megillah that says that when a tzaddik goes away from this world, the tzaddik himself is like a pearl. A pearl that got lost, a diamond that got lost from the owner. The diamond itself is always a diamond no matter where it is. No matter where it got lost, wherever it goes to, the diamond is the same diamond. The one that feels bad is the owner. He doesn't have his diamond anymore. It's by tzaddikim that speak him about the glove to Shemayim. They go to their Mokum and Gan Eden, what they deserve. For them, they have the Mokum Menucha. However, people in this world were left behind without Gedolim, with the Hashpah, the thing that the Gedolim do for us, we miss it. Another time a Gadol goes away from this world, there's a terrible Heder, things are missing in this world, it's not the same Avodah anymore. The Nachas Ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had from the Gedolim's Avodah, we're missing right now. As we, Klal Yisrael, we're missing now the Avodah that the Stipe used to do. A person, a Mamashi, could say, Yevshif to the Beis Hashem, Kol Yemechayai, we say now, Dover HaShemori, that's what the Dover HaMelech was Mespalo for, that it should be Zeicha to be Yevshif to the Beis Hashem, Kol Yemechayai, Poshe Kemashmoy, Kesei on a Stipe, with somebody that was Mamashi, Yevshif to the Beis Hashem, Kol Yemechayai, was always learning the Masmer Ador, the Godel Ador was always learning Torah. Is that Avoid is missing right now? And we have to learn out from this is that we have to be mashlamit, that we have to accept upon ourselves to be a masmit, to learn Torah, to do the mitzvahs, to give nachas ruach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we end it off the end of the parasha to do the mitzvahs besimcha, with happiness, to realize this is the greatest thing we could do in the world, this is the biggest simcha we could have. All right, we'll stop here.